Public companies added 369K Bitcoin to treasuries in 12 months. Public companies have added roughly 369,000 Bitcoin to their corporate treasuries over the past 12 months, according to data circulated by Cointelegraph on May 16, 2026. At the current spot price of 78,988 ACE per BTC as of May 16, 2026, that haul is worth around $29.1 billion. The number lands on a day when the spot market is soft. Bitcoin is down 2.3% over the past 24 hours, ETH is down 1.8%, and the Crypto Fear and Greed Index sits at 44, neutral. That contrast with corporate buyers loading up even as prices slip is becoming the defining tension of this cycle. The aggregate number, not the headline buyer. Most coverage of corporate Bitcoin holdings focuses on a single buyer. Strategy, formerly MicroStrategy, gets the lion's share of attention because its position is the biggest, and Michael Saylor talks about it the loudest. Metaplanet drew similar coverage as it ramped its Japanese treasury vehicle. The 369K figure is more useful precisely because it is not one company. It is the aggregate of dozens of public companies, large and small, that have decided over the past year that some portion of their balance sheet should sit in Bitcoin rather than cash, short-term debt, or buybacks. That is a structural shift, not a single CEO bet. When the question changes from "Is strategy crazy?" to "Why are 50-plus public companies doing this?" the conversation gets harder to dismiss. 369K BTC in context. For scale, 369,000 BTC is roughly 1.75% of Bitcoin's circulating supply of about 19.9 million coins in a year. From one buyer category, it is also larger than the aggregate holdings of every spot Bitcoin ETF launched in 2024 combined at the time those products crossed their first anniversary. Public companies, in other words, are accumulating at a pace that rivals the most watched institutional vehicle of the prior cycle. The flows are also somewhat counter-cyclical. The 12-month window covers a stretch where Bitcoin made new highs above $100,000 and then drew down. Corporate buyers did not stop in either direction. Some pulled forward purchases on dips, others continued steady dollar-cost averaging programs disclosed in earnings calls. The funding mechanics worth watching. The story is not just demand, it is how that demand is being funded. A growing share of corporate Bitcoin purchases is paid for through convertible notes, at-the-money equity programs, and preferred share issuances rather than retained cash flow. That introduces a feedback loop. A higher BTC price lets the same company raise more capital at a better cost, which funds more BTC purchases, which, in theory, supports the price. The loop also runs in reverse. If Bitcoin sees a deep, sustained drawdown, some of these companies could face margin calls on bank lines, covenant pressure on convertibles, or shareholder backlash that forces them to slow or pause purchases. The 369K figure is impressive, but it was accumulated in a price regime that was, on average, generous. This week's pullback, with BTC down 2.3% in a single session, is the kind of test that the broader treasury class has yet to face at scale. None of the major holders have publicly disclosed forced selling during a prior downturn, but the cohort is now meaningfully larger than it was the last time Bitcoin halved from a high. The setup for the rest of 2026 for ETF flows, the picture has been mixed. Spot Bitcoin ETFs have had multiple sessions of 500 mem plus outflows over the past month, including a recent single-day 635 melters bleed. Corporate treasury demand has filled some of that gap on the buy side, even as the headline narrative around Bitcoin felt heavier than it has in a year. That dynamic, with steady corporate accumulation absorbing institutional rotation, helps explain why Bitcoin has held the high $70,000 rather than retesting deeper support. It does not guarantee that floor holds, particularly if a few large treasuries pause issuance or get cut off from cheap convertible funding. The next 12 months should resolve whether the corporate cohort is a structural buyer or a cycle phenomenon. If the number stays near 369K annually through a true drawdown, the case for Bitcoin as a treasury asset gets much stronger. If it collapses to a fraction of that as funding tightens, the reflexive nature of the trade becomes the story.